Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We hope your basement isn't flooded. I had a handsome husband go down and look. He said we're okay right now. Susan Blanche was not so lucky. Susan regaled us with the story of how her sump pump froze. That's what happened. The sump pump froze.
The hose going out of the house, out into the ground, froze. So my sump pump is working great, and it's pumping, mm-hmm. but it can't go anywhere, so it overflowed and into my house.
Okay.
So the big question now is, you have 3 inches of water in your house, your carpet's saturated. What do you do to start cleaning up?
Well, you go to the Home Depot and you try to get one of those blowers to air it out, but then the Home Depot doesn't have any because they're sold out. That's right. What happened to Susan. So she had to buy one on Amazon, and it's not coming till
Tuesday.
It's not coming till Tuesday. And then she's got to rip up all that carpet you just put down.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't salvage that, right?
No, I don't think I can. And plus, my shampooer destroyed the nap on my carpet because I was sucking it up and I didn't have a thing to turn the brush off.
Oh.
So the brush went... Because I went over and over and over trying to kept sucking up the water.
That's her OCD.
One thing you can do is call John Schuster. Just put your home on the market.
Sell it.
Just walk away.
No. What we can do is call Mark Mason. Mark is the owner of Water Damage Minneapolis. And by the way, we'll be taking your calls too. 651-989-9226. Send Paul a text at 81807. What are you doing if there is water in your basement? Mark Mason, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Did Susan do the right thing by overzealously sucking up the carpet water? I mean, is that the first thing you should do when you find water in your basement?
Yeah, you got to suck it up somehow. Shop vac, extraction machine, sump pump. If the water is, an inch or deeper, you can usually get a sump pump, put a garden hose on it, start pumping it out that way. And with the freeze-thaw cycle that we're having now, in a couple of days when it warms back up, a lot of people that had flooding, it's going to reoccur again. But getting rid of the carpet, first and foremost, it's unsanitary water. And finding out where it's coming in, trying to stop it, being preventive, But we just went through the ice dam cycle. A lot of people shoveled the snow off of their roofs, not thinking about the flooding right away.
Right.
So you have all the snow from your roof sitting there. It's got nowhere to go, and it just backs up into the house.
Okay, so that's the problem now. It's in the house. It's in the basement. You told us step one, get a shop vac, try to get as much out of it as you can. Not salvageable carpet, so Susan and everybody else needs new carpet. What's next? What do we do? Do you have to test for mold? What's the next step, Mark?
Yeah, if anything that's porous, your drywall, paneling, things like that, if it's wet, it needs to come out. Same for the insulation. So basically take out anything that's wet, and then dry the structure out, any of the 2x4s, things like that, with air movers, dehumidifiers.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's, spray antimicrobial to kill any of the bacteria and start the rebuild process.
So wait, you have to pull out the drywall? Is that...
Yes.
Yeah.
If the drywall's wet because it soaks it up like a sponge, the water is unsanitary. So in some cases you can dry it, but, with groundwater intrusion, it's full of bacteria and it should just go.
Mark, what is the biggest mistake that people make? Kind of, they have good intentions, but their initial knee-jerk reaction turns out to be the wrong thing. Is there one thing that stands out with your experience, your history?
A lot of people will look at the wall and tell me it's dry. And behind the drywall, the insulation is all wet. So if you put a moisture meter on it, it still reads 100% wet. That causes a lot of mold growth behind the sheetrock.
Now, Mark, we're going to speak with an insurance expert just after the break, but in your experience, does insurance pay for a lot of these damages?
Most of the time, no. Groundwater intrusion, unless you have flood insurance, is usually not covered. A sump pump failure, sometimes there's coverage for a certain amount in your basement, but usually not with groundwater intrusion.
Wow. So a sump pump failure. That's what Susan had. The hose froze on the outside.
Exactly.
So you think she can get anything?
she might have coverage for that.
All right.
You know, it's kind of up to her insurance agent.
Yeah. Mark, you've been very helpful. Mark Mason is the owner of Water Damage Minneapolis. I bet you're pretty busy these days, my friend.
Too busy. It's a good problem, but yeah, I feel bad for a lot of people.
Well, that's so nice that you're compassionate. We get it. You should earn your money and make a living and a good one, but it's nice to hear your compassion. Thank you so much. Wait, Mark, before you go, anything else that we didn't ask you that people need to know listening?
You know, just try to be proactive with it. You know, there's no good answer. Each situation is a little different, you know.
Mark Mason, really appreciate the time.
Thank
get back
you,
to
Mark.
Work, sir. Mark Kolda is with the Insurance Federation of Minnesota, a frequent guest on the show, and we're glad you're joining us.
Hey,
Mark, thank you.
Good to hear
thank
from you.
Thank you, Paul and Jordana. I appreciate you guys having me on today.
So we get it. If you have flood insurance, you're great, no problem. I guess you're set. Susan does not, and most of the people in the metro, because what was the stat, Paul? Like less than 1% of
As of last April, only 9,500 policies, flood policies, were sold in Minnesota, less than one-tenth of 1% of the state's households were covered by flood insurance. And again, homeowners insurance does not pick up flooding in most cases, right?
That's correct. There is one wrinkle. If you have an endorsement that's called the backup of sewer and drain endorsement, and if the water comes up through your sump pump, like in Susan's case, or through the drains or the toilet in your basement, then if you have that endorsement, then you have a limited amount of coverage. The endorsement is really cheap. It's about $35 a year for basic coverage, which is about $10,000. You can buy that up, though, for a slight amount of money more, and you can have at least some limited coverage for some of the things that you need to do in your basement to, you know, to basically bring yourself back from the water that would have come up that way.
Okay, so check your policy for this endorsement of sewer water.
You have to buy it separately.
Okay.
It's not part of the standard policy, though. So you do have to, this is a time where you have to have the conversation with your agent.
Uh-huh.
Hey, is there anything that, you know, I know there's no flood coverage in my homeowner's policy. What can I do to protect myself? And then the agent can say, well, you can buy this endorsement for about $35 a year or a little bit more if you want additional coverage.
Hey, Mark, increasingly we're seeing extreme flooding in places, people that didn't even realize they were in a flood zone.
Right.
And I know you can get flood insurance directly from the National Flood Insurance Program, NFIP.
Correct.
And it turns out 90% of the state's municipalities participate in the National
Correct.
Flood Insurance Program. So people, most Minnesotans, eligible to buy coverage, most do not. What is your advice there when it comes to not only river flooding, but also just basement flooding?
Well, you point out the real problem. I mean, we're already in a state where we know there's a water issue. I mean, we're in the land of 10,000 lakes and the headwaters of the Mississippi. And, you know, water's everywhere here. And we are susceptible to these large rainstorm events. And what's interesting in the flood insurance program, when you look at actually who makes claims, about a third. So one out of every three claims come from people who don't even live in the floodplain. So these are people who think they live in a low-hazard area, and yet because of these storms that we have later in the year, there's water problems. And so it's really important for consumers, homeowners, and renters to ask their agent, what do I have? And if they don't have the right coverage, then they definitely need to contact the flood insurance program, or even some homeowners insurers will sell flood insurance. It's branded with that brand, but it all is sold by FEMA, the federal government. They're the ones who won the flood insurance program. And to just to see what the premium is, and, you know, if you live in an area that participates, you can get the coverage. There's a really big myth out there, and the myth is that you can't get flood insurance unless you live in the floodplain, and that's absolutely not true. It drives me crazy because I even hear it from insurance agents sometimes that say that, but that's not true. The only thing you need to have to be able to buy flood insurance is your community has to participate. Your city, your township, or your county has to participate in the program. About 85 to 90% of them do. There's about 100 of them statewide that don't. And for people who live in those areas, you can't get it. But for, you know, 9 out of 10 Minnesotans, 90% of the state is in a community that participates in the program. So this policy, this coverage is readily available.
Excellent. And you said maybe about $35 a year?
$35 a year for the backup of sewer and drain endorsement. Okay. That's available to anybody who wants to buy homeowners insurance.
Sure.
But we're talking about flood insurance from the federal government. You know, that's going to cover this overland flooding. So if you're in an area where the water is coming up because of the snow melt and your basement gets flooded from the overland flooding, the seepage through your walls or the overland flooding, the only coverage you can get there is from FEMA. You have to buy a flood insurance program. Seepage is not covered under your standard homeowners insurance policy.
So, Mark, Susan's been having this problem. She had issues with her kitchen earlier this year, and I know she's been talking to you about it. And you've been an enormous resource for her, and that's what the Insurance Federation of Minnesota does, folks. So they can be a resource for you. So she said she sometimes regrets calling her insurance company because then they know she's got a problem and they up her rates even if she doesn't file a claim. You know, she calls to ask or get an estimate and then her rates go up the next year. So,
the thing to know is that everybody's rates are going up. I mean, if you dial back to 1998 on homeowners insurance, we were one of the cheapest states in the country to get homeowners insurance. We averaged about $368 a year back then. But in that amount of time since 1998, and Paul can tell you this, we have had many years where we've had, large-scale disasters, billion-dollar catastrophe losses. The June storm from 2 years ago was the 10th most expensive catastrophe in the world that year. And so when you add these catastrophes in, the average homeowner's premium in Minnesota is now 3 times more than it was back then. So everybody has seen these increases because we are seeing a lot more weather claims.
So it is getting wetter.
It apparently is. I mean, we're definitely seeing more storm activity, and that storm activity is causing increased insurance claims, and because of that, we're all paying the price.
So give us some final thoughts here, Mark. If somebody is having a problem with their basement and they call their insurance company and find out that, nope, sorry, you're not covered, do they have any recourse at all? And then what do they learn from that, and how do they protect themselves for the next year?
Well, if somebody has damage, I mean, you definitely need to know if you were covered. Unfortunately, it would have been nice to know that beforehand.
Yes.
You know, what we like to recommend to people is just have the conversation with your insurance agent. You should be updating your policy every year anyway, just to make sure you're covered on things like, has your home appreciated in value a lot, and you need to up your coverage to make sure that if your home is destroyed, it can be adequately replaced. If you're underinsured, you may not get enough money. It's the time to have the conversation about flood insurance or the backup of sewer and drain endorsement, because if you do have that water, you're going to need to find out if you have that coverage, and unfortunately, most people don't, and it's an easy thing to fix. The backup of sewer and drain endorsement, it's $35 a year. It's not very expensive, easy to add. The one thing about flood insurance, and this is important to note, there's a 30-day waiting period, which is why it's really important. If you're thinking about the coverage, you have to act right now, because there's a 30-day waiting period between the time that you pay for the policy and it becomes effective. That's for flood coverage from FEMA. The backup of sewer and drain endorsement is effective immediately.
Oh, that's good.
So if you're worried about it, buy that coverage right now, and it's in effect, immediately. So you can have coverage tonight if you need to.
$35, that seems like...
A good policy.
Especially anybody that has a sump pump. Because think about, in a storm, what happens if the power goes out, right? And if you don't have a battery backup, you could have a wet basement. And for $35, you could be protected pretty easily.
So that would have helped out Susan maybe in this instance?
Absolutely.
No, because I have a backup sump pump for situations like that.
Well,
mine wasn't electrical. It was ice blocking
the
disposal pipe.
Definitely. If the sump pump either doesn't work to get the water out, or it fails, or the electricity goes out and the sump doesn't work and you get water in from the sump, then that backup of sewer and drain endorsement is going to pay for that claim.
Mark, you did say one thing. You said that it is limited coverage.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Okay. So
I'm jaded.
Well, both the flood insurance program and the backup of sewer and drain endorsement has some limitations. So the repairs that you do to your basement is going to repair it to make it habitable, but it may not necessarily pay for all of the improvements to the home. So, for example, if you have carpeting, if you have expensive wall coverings, if you have expensive furniture, those kind of items may not be covered if they're below grade. So now it gets into the details of, is the basement all below grade? And there's a lot of qualifications for that. It may not pay for everything, but at least it's going to pay for something.
Seems like there's an opportunity here, Mark, and this is another discussion for another time, for a Minnesota company to come up with better ways to waterproof our basements and our walkouts. I mean, new materials, new new methods, new processes.
Yes.
There has to be a way to
make... Well, there are techniques. I had a house in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, where I actually did a double waterproofing job, where I had a trench dug and I also had a gutter glued to my baseboard. So I kind of, and I had two different sump pumps that covered that because I had pretty severe flooding in the 1993 floods that we had down in Cedar Rapids then. But there, that sort of technology exists here. I mean, you know, if folks will contact a waterproofing companies, they do a fine job of doing that work here. It's just a matter of, you know, getting them out to look at the property.
Mark Calda, Insurance Federation of Minnesota, thank you for joining us.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.